Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Ole Miss fans already. Lane's not leaving. He ain't leaving us. That sounds like when I was coming back from Tallahassee after they beat Florida State. Carl, they beat Alabama. And I'm in that Hardee's down there in South Georgia. And like Colquitt or wherever it was. And literally you got Alabama's, we can get Saban back.
Yeah.
He'll be the athletic director too. No, I mean, but will they pass the hat down there or up there in Oxford?
They are hardcore. She's a hardcore Ole Miss fan.
Stop saying Lane's leaving.
Oh, yeah. She just told me. She said, I love you guys, but he's not leaving us.
I will say this, and here's an obscure reference for you youngsters. Remember Gary Barnett?
Oh, yeah.
Gary Barnett was at Northwestern.
That's right.
Up in Colorado, but he had a shot at Notre Dame after Holtz left.
You're right.
Turned it down.
You're right.
And regretted it every day of his life.
No doubt. Because
he just slid down the street from Chi-Town and eventually wound up in Colorado. But he was a hot property. You're only hot once, baby.
You're right.
You know, you got one chance, man, to go get it.
Well, here's the other thing, too. If you are not, and this is what we don't know, I'm assuming that's not his dream job. Every coach has a job. If they got offered, they'd go.
Right.
Kirby's at his job, right?
Lane's was USC when he left Tennessee at the time.
Okay, correct. So, but my question with Ole Miss is, if you're not at your quote-unquote dream job and you feel like you've accomplished everything you can accomplish there, why stay? Well, that becomes right. The conversation, Mike. Like, okay, won 10 games. We're going to be in the college football playoff.
Right.
We had a chance. We've shown that you can win at a high level here. We went and beat some teams that people didn't think we could beat. Like, the longer you stay, the harder that gets, especially when these opportunities come. I don't know if he wants to be there, but it just made me laugh because she's pretty adamant. Right.
I just wonder, like, what is the state of their collective, you know, all this, you know, baloney we deal with in the modern college football? Because LSU is just a better job than Ole Miss. It just is. You know, they win national championships. Ole Miss doesn't. Mm-hmm. Unless Lane wants to make that the mission statement, I can stay and do that. Then there's always my dad's old mantra, a couple of them, don't mess with happy.
Yeah.
You know, which is the grass isn't always greener, but don't blank with happy. If he thinks that, you know, you can be – he's a god right now at Ole Miss.
No, he is. And that's what she was saying. He ain't leaving. All right, let's talk about the Falcons because we're going to be up there tomorrow.
A moan from the bar.
What? Oh. Well, listen, that's how we all feel. Mick showed up. Look at Mick. Mick, come on, Mick. Don't blow him off like that. This thing's not over, is it? Mick, it's not over. Isn't it over till I say it's over?
Come on. You know what Mick just said? Was it over when they bumped Pearl Harbor?
Exactly what he said.
Mick, that's
exactly. Now, look, the real question as we move forward is going to be, one, if this – looks the way it has, there has to be more change coming. That's where we're at.
You and I, the first segment of the hour, I was going round and round with you. I was mentioning to you, like, oh, stop, get off the defensive thing because that's the least of our worries. Then we get down to the realization, is this as good as it gets? That we're just an inconsistent team. That Buffalo, that was a good matchup for us, right? And the Commanders, we played without Jaden Daniels. And we went and we beat up a J.J. McCarthy, who's just very, you know, very much a rookie quarterback right now. I mean, I'm not trying to we don't apologize for wins, but do they now, looking back at it through, you know, the first third of the season, have this carry the same weight? You know, now the Bucks, we went toe to toe with the Bucks, but we didn't have a kicker.
No, we did.
So we couldn't get to overtime. But that goes back to the organizational stuff.
I don't know if it's as good as it gets. I do feel like, Mike, in talking with people around the league, I'll say this. The talent is here. It's not being utilized in the way that it should. And that's hard for Falcon fans to accept because you're watching these losses and it makes you feel like we're a talentless team. We're not.
Right.
Talent is here. It still gets back to coaching, communication, all these basic things that we talk about. And there are failures in the areas that there shouldn't be failures in. Bijan Robinson, guys, may be the most talented running back this organization's ever seen. Ever.
Right.
Playmaker from that standpoint.
We had Gerald Riggs at the stadium on Sunday, too.
Correct. Yeah. I just feel like when you look across this team and you say, has there been a better safety than Jesse Bates since he's gotten here? Right? I'm serious. Like, there are pieces here that other teams around the league go, they got talent, man. What's going on? And I just feel like it's the other stuff that we're talking about, and that's why we can't ignore it. We can talk about plays not working, execution, and all of that stuff. But there are some organizations, Mike, that communicate better than others, and those are the organizations that win. And right now, our communication has been crap across the board. We should have not been in any of these situations we've been in to start the season, whether it's not happening as much as it was or now it's a lot less than what it was. We all know and have seen enough over the first 7 weeks here where we're lacking. And a lot of this gets back to preparation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coaching.
Right. Now, the other thing is maybe we wouldn't have made the playoffs last year if Michael Penix Jr. starts the season. You know,
maybe.
Or maybe you do. Maybe we're Jaden Daniels and he gets rolling, or Bo Nix, both guys in that same draft class. But the ultimate stamp on, for me, the franchise, why we're so dysfunctional, the Kirk Cousins thing's a freaking disaster. I mean, everybody who said, oh, no, this is brilliant. We'll have this redundancy at quarterback and Penix can. So now when you really needed Kirk Cousins to step up, he was a joke. And I'm sorry, Kirk, if you're listening, he may be, and I said, you know,
he doesn't listen to you anymore.
He did tell us we have a job to do, you know, but it just, I mean, you got a chance to come save the day. You know, we got Kyle Pitts. You drafted a guy fourth overall.
Yep.
We've debated Kyle Pitts almost every day on this show for 4 years. And now you got a chance. Well, okay, Drake London's out. He can save the day, right? No. Nope. They can't find a way to get him the rock. You know, they get him the rock early. They don't get him the rock late. That's why Arch made the argument that, you know, he did scheme some things. We had the ball running really well. Then Bijan fumbles. But unfortunately, for fans, you look at the other games that we lost, and I think that Zach is an inconsistent offensive coordinator. He looks like a guy who's only done it for 24 games.
Yeah. And here's the other part. I know we've discussed this, and we'll ask maybe Coach about this tomorrow, too. The perception outside of Atlanta and outside the building is you guys spent 5 years drafting in the first round offensive talent. What do you have to show for it?
Fifth worst scoring offense in the league.
What do you have to show for it? You went and got a tight end four. You went and drafted Drake in the first round. You went and drafted B in the first round. You went and got Michael Penix in the first round. You went and got Chris Lindstrom.
Right.
Like, you've been drafting all this first-round talent. What do you have to show for it? That's the perception. So that's why when we see this offense be dysfunctional, it's hard for us to accept it as fans and go, wait a minute, we got to be better than this. We will see if they're able to put something together for the Patriots game. Right now, what if I asked you today, it's Tuesday, what's the level of confidence?
A 3. It's a road game. It's outdoors. It's New England. It's a number one run defense. Vrabel is a great coach. Vrabel is a guy that never gets out. Like, if they don't execute is one thing, but he's going to have a plan. And Josh McDaniels is a great offensive coordinator. Maybe never going to be ever a great head coach, great OC.
He is. I'm with you on that. Look, you can debate the stops in Denver and with the Raiders, which were laughable. This dude is really good when it comes to understanding how to attack teams. And, you know, all those years with Brady, I think people just said it was Brady. Josh was a big part of that. All those years with Brady. Either way.
Don't forget, you had Bill O'Brien.
Correct.
Charlie White, a bunch of guys.
A bunch of guys.
But that's the thing. If you're Coach Ra, I mean, you've got Falcon fans right now. People, you know, if guys in their car, you can't cross your arms, Carl, because you're driving. But a lot of people are like, I'll believe it when I see it right now.
And this is a prove-it weekend.
And we think about how high we were after beating Buffalo on Monday Night Football. You know, and how we've just come back to earth in these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, because it's been humbling. And I think that's the word Ra used. And it is a humbling lead. There's no doubt about it. But when it feels like the preparation or the Execution is not there. It just makes it even worse. We're Dukes and Bell, guys. We are live in Kennesaw tonight. You like Kennesaw State to take care of business against
UTEP. Let me tell you, so we got a lot of listeners that went to Kennesaw State.
Yes, we do.
I need the Fighting Squidbillies, Bo Morgans, proud alum of KSU from the morning shift. 10.5, Carl, against UTEP. For those that are following, I did call my guy because he heard it. He goes, you really want to put some action on this?
Okay.
I go, yes.
All right.
Put me down for $50. But it's not exactly the largest bet. It's not the largest unit of wager, but I am in for $50, Carl.
Okay.
And you and I are coming off a 6-0 weekend together.
Yeah.
So let's see if they
I like how you share my brilliance. Go ahead.
The 10.5 against UTEP, who's 2-5. Again, they're 2-5 against the spread. These guys are 5-2, are the Owls. So I'd love to see them please cover for Uncle Mike and justify his love.
All right.
10.5.
I think they'll handle business. They're having a really good year. If you've not had a chance to check them out, by the way, they play right down the street. And,
right.
I mean, I say right down the street. We're right here off Baird Parkway, but it's literally
right up George Busby Parkway.
Yeah,
right.
two minutes away. And it's a little cool environment, man. It really is. And the kids are playing hard. It's a lot of fun. They got a chance to win Conference USA. And you mentioned one of the bowl reps was here, right?
Yeah, we're just talking to guys stopped in. The Cure Bowl, which is down in Orlando.
Yeah.
And that's pretty – again, if you're a Kennesaw State fan, a little bit of turmoil last year with the coach. We like the coach. Love what you're getting with Coach Mack. Very impressive dude. And he's doing a great job. Two quarterbacks, too, by the way. He was kind of coy about how they're going to handle the quarterback situation
tonight. He would not say.
But a chance to go to Orlando, you know, in December is not bad if you're a Kennesaw State alum.
No, just keep winning, man. Things will work out the way they should. Hey, I want to thank everybody out here at Twin Peaks and certainly the staff, the wait staff. Great food as always. Mike said it on a Tuesday. Traffic was not bad today, by the way.
I think we should always be here on a Tuesday. I love coming. Made it up here in 37 minutes from Peachtree City, by the way.
Hey,
Thank you.
Hawks, they lost last night. We didn't spend a lot of time on it today, but, Mike, bottom line is they get another shot tomorrow. They're on the road for the next two games. That's what's
all right,
us.
All right, now, Quinn Snyder, this is the best team you've had.
Then we're not playing defense.
And, I mean, I don't know. Do we need to go and get the Rudy Gobert in here? He had Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell with the Jazz. That was a pretty good team. Now you got the best team Trey's ever had. Jalen Johnson shook off the injury. He looked good last night. Okongwu with a double-double. Trey with a bunch of assists. But then the transition buckets. No boards. 15 got rebounded by the Bulls by 15. So it's just this front court by committee thing is a work in progress at best.
Yeah, look, I keep hearing they need time to mesh. How much time? What are we talking about? Do I need 25 games before I realize what we got?
If it takes Christmas or the All-Star break, then we're not going to be the fourth seed.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true. Yeah, I don't know if we need time to mesh or if simply we need to do more defensively just from an effort standpoint. They are back in action tomorrow, by the way, and then Friday they play on Halloween night. Know what you're going to be for Halloween?
I don't know. I mean, just being lazy. We still got the outfit from last year. I think I'm going to go with Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Okay, that's cool.
It's easy. A wig and a hat.
Yeah, it's easy. I think, you know, sometimes you want to be elaborate. Sometimes you want to be – your kids dressing up? Anybody? All the kids? Day-day? Everybody's getting in on it?
Yeah, everybody's getting in on it. So I got to figure out mine. Last year I was, Samuel Jackson's from Pulp Fiction.
Nice.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
He said the wife's going to go as Eartha Kitt as Catwoman. That's exciting.
She does that, I won't be here.
It would be. Remember her?
I hear you.
Oh, remember her when you were a kid of a certain age, Eartha Kitt? Batman. It would be a catastrophe.
All right, Big O. We got Turtle coming up, by the way. Oh, 4-4 for Turtle.
Hey, it's Turtle.
All right, we got to get out of the way, man. Let's clear our throat.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid.
If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, do want to remind you, Saturday from noon to 2, join Allie Mack from the morning shift at Lou Saab Kia in Cumming. And they'll get you ready for Sunday's big games. One lucky fan is going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, another winner is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, it's Saturday, noon to 2, Lou Saab Kia in Cumming with Allie Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. Thanks to our guest today, Connor Riley, talking about the Dogs. Dave Archer stopping by. He did two really good segments with us. It's online at Odyssey.com. Go check it out. Arch talking about the mistakes that were made with this Falcon team. All correctable. Right.
Plays that should have been made.
Correct.
They weren't, right.
All correctable. But we're not correcting it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.